Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha, Lani Ka'a'a here for Danny Yamashiro, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help to unleash your God-given purpose. How does God use great adversity in our lives to achieve great gain for His glory? Today we have the privilege of hearing from one of God's Josephs, a man who has used his brokenness and life experiences to start an international movement in marketplace leadership that has touched thousands of lives across the world for God's glory. We pause first to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show. It's to lead you to Jesus Christ. There is always hope in Christ, no matter what you are going through. Christ died on the cross for your sins and for my sins and for all of us. He shed his blood on the cross. He was buried and died. But he was raised on the third day, and today he is calling you. In our studio today, we have Omar Smallwood Hillman, better known as Oz Hillman, a president of Marketplace Leaders and Aslan Group Publishing. He attended the University of South Carolina on a golf scholarship and also attended Calvary Chapel Bible School. Oz is married to Pamela and has one married daughter, Karis. He and his wife live in Cumming, Georgia, a suburb of Atlanta. Oz, welcome to our show.
Well, it's so good to be with you and your audience there. So wanting to come back to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. Come on back. We'd love to have
that.
You.
Yeah, you've been here a couple of times. I hope we get to talk about that a little bit. But, you know, let's start with where you started. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Columbia, South Carolina, a community of about 100,000 at that time. University of South Carolina is located there, about 3 hours from the East Coast, and was raised in a tradition, but really didn't know the Lord until I came to Christ at age 22, when I actually moved to the coast and had a number of circumstances that played out that brought me to the end of myself and a decision for Christ.
Mm-hmm. I definitely want to sort of press into that, hear more about that. But as you were growing up, who was your greatest influence?
Gosh, you know, growing up, I really had a one-track mind. I started playing golf when I was 11 years old. And by the time I was 14, I'd had 3 hole-in-ones and broken 70 many times, and was kind of a child prodigy golfer. So I thought that I was going to play on the PGA Tour when I got older, and so that was my lifelong dream. And so my idols at that time were golfers.
Do you go as far back as Ernie?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually,
I'm dating myself.
Yeah, I was 17 years old when I tried to qualify for the Heritage Golf Classic at in 1969, and Arnold Palmer won it for the very first year it was started. So that tells you how old I am.
Wow! That's...
Did you qualify?
I didn't, but my schoolmate did, and he was still the youngest player ever to play in the Heritage.
Wow!
Oh,
that's
my.
Amazing. That's amazing. Yeah. So you're heading down life, and you're, like you said, a one track mind, and that's so many of our young ones today, right? They have this one goal, and then all of a sudden things change. So were there adversities that you faced? Were there things that moved you away from golf? What happened there?
Well, at age 14, we had a life crisis in our family. My dad was a pilot. He was president of a toys and hobbies distributorship in the Southeast. And he was piloting a single-engine aircraft with the CEO himself and the vice president, and it went down over the mountains of Tennessee, and they were all 3 killed.
Wow. Oh.
And so our life really changed a lot. The insurance didn't pay off, and so my mom would end up having to go back to work But through that experience, my mom came to know the Lord in a much deeper way, threw her into obviously a major crisis in her life because they were very happily married, and he was on a career path to be, you know, very successful. And so life went from one place to a whole nother place overnight. And but because of her own, she was a Christian, but she didn't really know the Lord personally. But as a result of that accident, she really poured herself at the mercy of God. And God met her, and she began sharing the gospel with me as I was a teenager. But I didn't really want to hear much of it, and went to school on a golf scholarship. I was still in the same town. When I finished school, I moved 3 hours away to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, primarily get away from her because she was preaching at me, and I didn't want to hear it, and I wasn't open to it. But when I got there, and my dreams were not fulfilled, and it became more of a frustrating time of real kind of banging my head against the wall and not knowing what I'd do with my life when my dream wasn't going to be fulfilled. And it just so happened that a pastor who was the assistant pastor of the church I grew up in, and my mother knew very well, moved to Myrtle Beach, and the golf course where I was working, his church was across the street from it. And he began to reach out to me and just become a friend. And that friendship developed into more of a spiritual mentor relationship, and it allowed me to make a decision for Christ. And still good friends with him today, 83 years old. In fact, I'll be going to Myrtle Beach in 2-3 weeks, actually Christmas time, and seeing him again. We talk about every week.
Yeah. Wow. You know, like, when I hear that, and you know, there's no accidents, right? The Lord just he's got our purpose and our plans and our path before we even know it. And just hearing you say that you moved away from him to get away from him, and he pursued you, and he sent his army to grab you right across the street from the golf course that you were at.
That's right.
You were not going to get away from the Lord.
And the power of a praying mom, huh?
Oh,
well,
that's so important.
Oz, I don't want our listeners to miss that in the greatest tragedy of her life, of course yours as well, but hers, instead of getting angry with God or turning away from God, she turned to him. And that's life. We have two choices. We can either turn to him or turn away from him. And praise be to God that she turned toward him, which was life-changing for her. Do you have siblings?
Yes, I have four sisters, and all of us are believers. Wow. And she certainly has played a role in all of our lives. Mm. And grandchildren, there's, gosh, I don't know how many grandchildren now, but and great-grandchildren. Now, my mom passed away several years ago, and so she's not here to see all of that, but she certainly has played a tremendous role in all of her children's lives.
Oh, thank you. Praise the Lord.
So you said that you gave your life to Christ. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? How did that happen?
Sure. You know, so I was getting to know this pastor, but the church, my church experience had been one of do's and don'ts. And so it was legalism. And so I really didn't see the true gospel. So when I started meeting with this pastor, he seemed to be real different. He seemed to have a lot of love. And when I first went visited his church one day, that was the one thing I noticed about his church, and that was that there was a real love there that I couldn't explain. They were so unconditional in their love. And so that, you know, started me down a path. And I don't know if he gave it to me or someone gave it to me. I think maybe my mom gave it to me, a little book called The Cross and the Switchblade by Wilkerson. And that book really impacted me when I read all the answered prayers in that book. And so that was part of my journey as well. But I think the turning point was when I asked the pastor a very probing question. And I said, okay, I think I understand what it means to really give your life to Christ. But I do need to ask you this question. If I give my life to Christ, do I have to stop gambling on the golf course, and do I have to start dating the women that I'm dating? And normally, my past experience would have heard the words, yes, you would definitely have to give that up. But he didn't say that. He said, boss, I can't tell you the answer to that question. All I can say is that if you trust Christ into your life, he's going to lead you and give you the desires of your heart, and he'll change your heart if that's something that he wants to change. Mm. And boy, that was that an answer I wasn't ready for. And it really gave me the freedom mm-hmm. to really make a choice and a decision.
Wow. That's such a simple comment, but life-changing, right? So life-changing, where it's not a legalistic system. It's really a system based on love and relationship. And our desire to be in that relationship with Jesus. So good.
That's right.
What has Jesus done since accepting? What were the changes that came to you?
Oh, my. I became a really a different person. Mm-hmm. I probably had never not played golf one or two days in 20 years, you know, and so it was just so much a part of my life. And so after I came to Christ, I felt like I needed to step away for a while. And that was something that was very good for me. And I actually went to, left the game for a while and went out to Colorado for an Outward Bound school. And was a wonderful experience. But then my car broke down in Vail, Colorado, when I was returning. And there are worse places for your car to break down. Mm-hmm. But I was driving a little sports car that the block in the engine cracked. And So it wasn't an easy fix. And it was a foreign car. And so I had $50 in my pocket. And I looked in the newspaper for Christian fellowships and just happened to find one that met in an apartment. And I went there and they opened their hearts to me. A young woman there heard my story and she gave me $300 and said, here, this will help you get started here. And I rented, moved in with some brothers, and that became a whole nother life experience where I was exposed to real worship and real community. And God led me down a path. This was a ministry of Calvary Chapel out of Costa Mesa, mm-hmm. California. Mm-hmm. And I learned more about the Holy Spirit there. Mm-hmm. And God just taught me many things while I was there.
Wow.
Very foundational time.
How long did God keep you there, Oz?
Two winters and, let's say, one winter and two summers.
Counting it by season.
All because of a broken, cracked block.
Yeah, what ended up happening is that, so I was there, it was the fall, October, just before ski season.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got a job on the mountain and stayed there all winter and then found out that they had a golf course there. And I ended up becoming assistant golf professional at the golf course and would end up giving President Gerald Ford golf lessons every
wow.
now and then.
Wow. That is great. So he pursues you to as you run away from him the first time, and then he calls you to him by breaking your car down in the middle of Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And that's right.
And I mean, talk about, you know, God needing you to hear him and mm-hmm. getting your attention. That is awesome. We have so much more to talk about, Oz, and your life story, what you've done since then, the things God's been able to do through you. Really, really want to hear so much more about it. As we take a break, though, just want to talk to our listeners. You know, there is, no matter what happens, when it doesn't seem like God is in the mix, God is exactly where he knows he needs to be to reach you.
Exactly.
And it could be in a broken down car situation where you have nowhere to turn, but to Jesus. It could be that he plants you in a job that you don't think has anything to do with Jesus, but Jesus will show up. It's God's plan. It's always God's plan. Please stay with us as we continue with Oz Hillman. We'll be back soon.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Aloha, Lani Ka'a'a here with Suzanne Maurer here in studio for Danny Yamashiro. We have a great conversation going with Oz Hillman. We're going to continue in a minute, but if you'd like to hear this entire program, you'd like to share it, please go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can listen to it, download it, share the link. Please do share the link, because these are life-changing messages, testimonies of people who have faced tragedy and challenge, and by the Lord's grace and His hand have been able to succeed for His glory. We're talking today to Oz Hillman. He's a son of a successful businessman tragically killed when Oz was 14 years old. He grew closer to God through some of that adversity and the power of a praying mom. He spent most of his young adult life seeking God's purposes for him, the potential of being a professional golfer, and maybe a little work in ministry and the potential of possibly being a pastor one day. Oz's journey has taken him all over the place to discover his calling. We continue now with Oz. Welcome back, Oz. What were some of the lessons that you learned in your early years walking with God?
Well, I think that I had a mentor who came across my path during those years, and I had a very successful business where I, you know, early on understood that, you know, Christ wanted to be part of our working life. And I had a business that would ultimately be a very successful advertising agency in Atlanta. But before I did that, I thought that, you know, if I was really sold out to Christ, then maybe because I was so passionate about this, that maybe I was supposed to be a pastor. Mm-hmm. And so I ended up, I had started a church with two other guys in North Carolina. And so I thought that maybe I should go to Bible school. So I ended up going to Calvary Chapel Bible School in Twin Peaks, California. Mm-hmm. It was just a four-month, you know, personal Bible study and training. And it wasn't a seminary, per se, but it was a place where I could really devote my time and really seek God. And so I thought maybe I should be a pastor. And they found out that there was a church in Atlanta that needed some help. And so I ended up going there to help. But fortunately, I got fired after 3 months because I really wasn't cut out to be a pastor. And that would put me back into the business world, and I would go into business. I would ultimately end up in advertising and worked for another ad agency for a few years before I started my own company, and God blessed it for, you know, 12 years. But then I went through a major crisis that started in that 12th year, and that's when things really changed for me.
Yeah. You talk a lot about you know, I've read so much about the success of your companies, and you were living in a very successful, lifestyle. But in part of your bio, you call it the Esau life, and you talk a little bit about living in a successful business life, sort of separately from a walk with. What do you talk about there?
Yeah, and that was something, a blindness that I couldn't see at the time. And it really surfaced in my first marriage. My wife and I both had issues that we didn't quite understand the roots of them. But it would be much later that I would discover that I really had a stronghold, a spiritual stronghold. It's talked about in 2 Corinthians about there are strongholds, and a stronghold is something in your life that you're trying to meet your needs through some other way. And so I had a mentor come along my into my life around that time, and he was formerly in a Vietnam helicopter pilot, really tough as nails kind of guy. And he had been at a retreat center in New England, and so he got to know me a little bit, and he began to speak into my life in a very strong way. He said, "Oh, there's nothing wrong with you. You just have a stronghold of insecurity and fear that makes you control people and circumstances." And I said, "What?" And that began a process for me to help, as he helped me understand the root issues that contributed to some of my challenges. And I became free from those things as a result of his ministry to me. And I began teaching others about that as well. Mm. And I really became much more freer. And I really became a new person as a result of coming to understand that the enemy of my soul really wanted to keep me in bondage and not really help me become my true self that God created me to be.
Yeah. You know, one thing I have heard you say now several times is that you had a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, you know, talk to our audience, talk to us about the importance of being mentored, of receiving mentorship.
Well, I've had three major people that have mentored me at different phases of my life. And I just spoke to my marketplace mentor last week. He's 83 years old and lives in Sweden. And he was the man I met in 1995 when I had gone through a major, major crisis. Mm. And I was 2 years into the crisis. And I met him in Washington, D.C., and he listened to my story. And he said, "Oh, so you have a Joseph calling on your life." And I said, "What in the world is a Joseph calling?" He says, "It's a marketplace call to be a physical and spiritual provider to others. And if you'll press into the Lord with all your heart, he'll fulfill that destiny in your life." And he drew out a napkin. He said, "Here's where you are right now. Here's the next phase of this journey, and here's the next phase of this journey. Mm-hmm. If you'll press into the Lord, you'll see it happen." And little would I know how prophetic he was, because I would end up having a marketplace call on my life that would take me to 26 countries and allow me to write 19 books and develop a writing ministry of a devotional that goes to 104 countries. Mm-hmm. And, he, you know, that's amazing what God will do with a guy who could barely get out of English class and was very shy, and now made him an international speaker on faith and work. Mm-hmm. And only God does that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's so critical that we have mentors, that we're willing to have somebody speak honestly, authentically into our lives, that we can receive. How do you draw close to a mentor? There are many in our audience that I'm sure want to have a mentor, but they're in their business world and they're successful. Some people look at mentorship as possibly a lack of ability.
Or a threat.
Mm-hmm. Can you speak into that?
Well, sure. In my own journey, I found it to be something that's caught more than taught. Mm-hmm. And my friend Gunnar Olsen was my mentor. And the way it worked with him was he wouldn't really call himself my mentor. He would say, I'm his friend. But he was a very international figure. He's met with 60 different heads of state over his lifetime. He was a big-time person. Mm-hmm. And so when I would go to a conference, I would primarily go there in hopes that I was going to spend about 45 minutes with him. Mm-hmm. And that would be it. The other times, there might be a simple email or a phone call. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't a lot of time that I was able to spend. But the time that I did spend were very impactful, because he would always drop something in my lap and said, have you ever thought about this? Mm-hmm. And what do you think about this? Come back to me and tell me what you think about this. You know, and it was always something that motivated me to go deeper into God's word to discover for myself. And then we would have conversations about it. But he always was so respectful of our relationship, and he never considered himself above me, although he was. Mm-hmm. But he had such a humility, but he had power in God. I mean, he has impacted nations and seen literally water to wine type miracles follow his life. Mm-hmm. And so he, you know, I often say, you know, if you're not hungry enough to go sit at the feet of somebody, then you've got to change that about yourself. And that's, you know, I would go anywhere in the world just to spend an hour with him, because I knew whatever he was going to deposit would be incredible for me.
That is amazing. You know, your story, so powerful. We're talking to Oz Hillman today. He's currently the president of Marketplace Leaders. I really want to get to that and what that ministry does, because there's so much that it is that the ministry is doing in the world. But thank you for just sharing with us your personal start and your testimony. And I really want to, when we come back, dig deeper into how that ministry began and what caused you to launch that. I know there's an amazing God story in the midst of that. So when we return, we're going to press deeper into the launch of this great ministry. I don't think any great ministry for the Lord is ever launched easily. Mm. It's launched in the valleys. It's launched in the adversity. Mm-hmm. And it's best launched when a follower of Christ, like Oz, is faithful. So really want to talk about that when we come back. Please stay with us. We're with Oz Hillman today. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day.
Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Yamashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Aloha Lani Ka'a'a here with Suzanne Maurer. Our special guest today is Oz Hillman. He is currently the president of Marketplace Leaders. It's an equipping ministry designed to help men and women fulfill their calling in their life and their work. Oz has been featured on CNBC, LA Times, New York Times, many Christian media outlets. He has been a regular contributor to crosswalk.com, Charisma, Christian Post, and truly I could go on and on and on about the many things. His website, please look at it. It's marketplaceleaders.org. There you can sign up for his daily email, TGIF. TGIF, that stands for Today God is First. You can listen to a weekly podcast about TGIF on iTunes. And he also has some free resources. Are You a Biblical Worker? It is a 50-question survey, and it'll really allow you to assess where you are. FreeBiblicalWorker.com is where you can go to download that resource. FreeBiblicalWorker.com. Oz, tell us a little bit about, how did that Marketplace Leaders ministry, how did that ministry birth?
Well, you know, I had been looking at the scripture and realizing that, as we had talked about earlier, this concept of Esau, as I was reading the Bible, I saw that Esau was a man who despised his own birthright. And I related Esau to a lot of business people that I knew that despised their spiritual birthright for what their business could do for them. And so I began to study the life of Esau and its relationship to men and women who are Christians in the marketplace. And it just so happened that one day my mentor at that time, who talked to me about the strongholds, woke up one morning. We were at a retreat in the mountains one day, and he says, "Oz, do you know the meaning of Omar?" Well, Omar is my first name, my middle name is Smallwood. Dr. Smallwood delivered my grandfather, and I'm the third. Mm-hmm. Now, nobody knew where Omar came from. Why would a southern boy in South Carolina have a name like Omar from the Middle East? And so he says, "Omar has something to do with your future. You need to know the meaning of Omar." And I said, "Well, okay, I don't know what you mean by that, but let's see if we can find the meaning. So we looked up the meaning of the name, and it was Arabic for first son, disciple, German for famous, great-grandson of Esau. And so we both kind of looked at each other with our mouth open. He said, isn't that interesting? You've been studying all this time about Esau and how he despised his birthright, right? Perhaps God is using that as a little a wink to you that that you are called to bring people out of the Esau life in the marketplace. And I said, well, that's a little out there for me, but I'll accept it for now. So sure enough, God would give me this heart for men and women in the marketplace. And I began teaching a workshop called From Esau to Joseph. And it was a workshop about adversity and about faith and work and calling. And I ended up teaching these workshops all over the country and would end up speaking at churches. And I would start writing my daily devotional called TGIF Today, God is First. And around 1997, I started writing that. And it started, I just sent it to friends on my email list. And it was basically a devotional about overcoming adversity and about how do we bring Christ into our working life where we spend 60 to 70% of our time. And so to my surprise, people would email me whenever I would miss a day and say, where's my devotional? And I'd say, what do you mean, where's your devotional? You're not paying for that. And that was the only indication that I got that it was helping people. And so it got on to Crosswalk, and then when it got on to Crosswalk, the website, it really started going internationally, and I started getting emails from people all over the world. And now it goes to 104 countries and spread by a couple hundred thousand people a day just by pass along.
That is amazing. You talk about this marketplace ministry, marketplace leadership, and you know, there are so many now marketplace ministries, leadership ministries, wanting that that we would not just be Sunday Christians, right? That we would live our faith out in our work. And as you take people and they come to these, and what are the tools, what are the things you that the Lord has shown you in living out marketplace ministry?
Sure. Well, the first thing that happened was in the mid-90s. And, of course, I met Gunnar Olsen. And it was around that time that I also had met Larry Burkett, who was in a financial ministry. And he wrote a book called Business by the Book around that time. And I had started a magazine called Christians in Business, but I didn't, you know, get a good go of it, and it never succeeded. But one thing it did do is it identified a lot of the birthing of marketplace ministries. There was a real awakening in the 90s among people around this faith at work message. As a result of that, I was kind of an early pioneer within that awakening. And Larry and I were comparing notes, and he said one day, why don't we host a meeting and invite all these people that you know about that are leading workplace ministries, and we'll just have a time of fellowship and letting people share about what they see God doing. And so we did that in Atlanta. And, you know, but what happened was 2 days before the meeting, Larry was well known in the body of Christ. Nobody knew me from Adam. So Larry said, I'll help you host the meeting. We'll send it under my letterhead, but you got to help me host it. I said, okay. And so we go toward the meeting, and 2 days before the meeting, he says, something's come up. I can't make the meeting. You're going to have to host the meeting. And so I ended up hosting the meeting, and that was the birth of Marketplace Leaders.
Wow.
And so God tricked me into this thing.
I love
that. That's great. I don't know. I feel like God's tricked you a lot.
He has. He knows that I'd be an unwilling person, so he has to go a different way with me.
You know, you've been so successful. I know Suzanne wanted to ask you a little bit about your publishing.
I see that you have been the author of 18 books, Oz. Is there, can you even remember a title of your personal story? In one of those books, is it your personal story?
No, not. There's my story is usually in almost every book at some level, because most of my books are about my own personal journey, and they're a combination of my journey and teaching about a particular area. And so I don't write anything that's not doesn't come out of my personal experience. I'm not really a writer. You know, a friend of mine who was very high up in Thomas Nelson Publishers one day said me, sat down with me. He said, "Oz, there are writers and there are authors. You're a writer. I mean, you're an author. You're not a writer. You don't. You have to. You have something to say, but you may not even be that good at saying it because you need somebody maybe to come along with you to help you wordsmith things, but you do have something to say, and that's important too. But a writer can write about anything. That's not who you are. You're an author. You have something to say about things God has shown you.
Wow, that's so interesting. That's a that's a clear word of the difference. You know, Oz, thank you so much. We're going to take a break right here, but when we come back, I really want to talk a lot more about marketplace leaders. Marketplace Leaders is now in over 25 countries. You have a following of your daily email in the hundreds of thousands. For somebody who doesn't write, you seem to write a lot. God has you writing a lot. but, you know, God's going to give you the resource and the talent needed to do his purpose, and he's definitely working through you in the ministry that you have started. When we come back, let's talk a little bit more about that, and let's talk a little bit about your visit to Hawaii. When you brought Marketplace Leaders Ministry to Hawaii.
And I'd like to hear a little bit about a honeymoon.
Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
You're listening
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Aloha Lani Ka'a'a here for Danny Yamashiro in studio with Suzanne Maher today. We're here with Oz Hillman. He is the president of Marketplace Leaders and Aslin Group Publishing. If you'd like to know more about that ministry, go to marketplaceleaders.org. There is a ton of resource there. You can sign up for his daily email, TGIF, which stands for Today God is First. He also has a weekly podcast on iTunes. Take a listen to him there. And if you're interested, he has so many resources for free. Go to freebiblicalworker.com. If you'd like to download the resource that'll help you, give you a survey. Are you a biblical worker? Take this 50-question survey and kind of figure that out for yourself, freebiblicalworker.com. A new resource that's available is Oz Hillman's 10 Biblical Truths for Succeeding in Life and Work. You can go to becomegodschangeagent.com, and you can go ahead and download that resource for free. So many free resources available to you as you walk through your time in the workplace, being God's chosen person for that time for those people. Oz, welcome back to our show. We know that Marketplace Leaders is now in over 25 countries. I think it's probably greater at this point. Tell us, what are you witnessing God do through your movement?
Well, I think over the years we have finally felt like that men and women in the workplace who are believers no longer consider themselves as second-class citizens there to simply write a check to the local church, but they themselves have a ministry and calling themselves. And that's the big shift, because one of the things we've taught for many years is that, you know, God has made work a spiritual calling. You know, he says that this word avodah, from which we get the word work and worship, is really a biblical term, and that we should see our work as worship. And Colossians 3:23 says, whatever you do, do unto the Lord. It's the Lord Christ you are serving, and therein is your inheritance. Mm-hmm. And so our work should be considered a spiritual calling. And, you know, we play a role in being a part of the local church, but we too are called to really manifest God's presence in the area of our calling and our work.
As we mentioned before, in 2015, you were able to actually come to Hawaii, and you were able to host a Marketplace Leadership Conference. How did that go? And where do you see Hawaii as we progress and as we work toward greater ministry in our work?
Well, you know, we had a great time there. We were hosted by a local church there. We did a workshop, our change agent workshop, and it's a workshop where we teach four or five key messages on calling, purpose, theology of work, hearing God, and culture influence. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there's a wonderful tribe of believers there who have a, you know, concern for their own state and community. Hawaii is a unique place, and so many people go there for recreation, but there is a people there who live every day, who serve that group as well as, you know, doing life together. And so it was a great time of encouraging believers there to really see their work as a calling and a ministry. And I just see that over the last 20 years, more and more people have a better understanding what the Bible says about work and calling.
You have so many great resources. I know your online resource, which we've talked about, your daily emails. If I was just starting and I'm saying to myself, you know what, I want to change. I want to go from Esau to a Joseph life. What resource would you suggest that we start with?
I would encourage people to start reading the devotional today, TGIF Today, God is First. Mm-hmm. And we actually have a website that have four unique devotionals on that website at todaygodisfirst.com. todaygodisfirst.com. And, you know, each one is 365 days, and you can receive it by email, or you can just watch it, you know, by going to the website every day, or you can go on our app. We have a TGIF media app that mm-hmm. you can search TGIF Oz Hillman, and you can get that app for mm-hmm. free on either platform. Mm-hmm. But I think what we've found is that people who read the devotional every day, it really touches their heart, because evidently what I went through, I wrote that devotional during a very, very difficult time where I had lost $500,000. My wife had left me. I'd lost 80% of my business. And I was in a place of real difficulty. And the devotional was written really for me. I wrote it trying to discover what the Bible said about what I was going through. And strangely enough, what I was going through, evidently a lot of people out there were going through too, because it resonated. And the most common, you know, email I got from people is that you read my mail today. Mm-hmm. You spoke right into what I was going through. Mm-hmm. And it was always uncanny to hear that so often, because that was what people said the most. Mm-hmm. And so evidently God allowed me to experience something and just reflect it back to others, and they were able to be encouraged by it.
Wow. So good. What is next for Marketplace Leaders? What is next? What do you have planned? What is your next goals?
Well, this past March, I had not hosted an international conference in 9 years, and just felt I was to focus on small groups of 50 to teach and train. But I felt led to do a conference called the Culture Shapers Summit. And I brought 50 different leaders together. We had 350 leaders of leaders who attended this. It was in Washington, D.C., and all of the presentations. We had 10 keynote presentations and 40 10-minute presentations. These were all leaders in the seven cultural mountains of business, government, arts and entertainment, media, the family, the church. These are the areas that we believe most define the culture. Mm. And so we had this gathering of leaders, and we partnered with the Museum of the Bible in Washington, and it was a tremendous gathering of leaders. Mm. And so I felt led to gather these leaders to really help them understand the serious nature of what was going on in our nation today and what we could do as catalysts for change and for influence in our nation to cause revival and cause, you know, something good to come back and rebuild the spiritual foundations of our nation. And all of those sessions can actually be watched on our website that we set up for that event called CultureShapersSummit.com. Mm-hmm. There's 50 different presentations there.
Wow. Oz, that is amazing. Thank you so much for all the resource. I mean, I think we've given out 5 different websites today. I hope everybody can keep track. But I think the best thing to do, right, is to go to marketplaceleaders.org. Start there. Get the Today God is First daily email devotional. The devotional, the todaygodisfirst.com devotional, for those of you listening that really want to start speaking or praying into, how can I be a world changer, a change agent right where I'm at in my workplace? So many resources you'll see from there. So just start at those two places, and I think you'll be blessed, and then you'll find some of these other resources. Oz, thank you so much for being on our show. Go ahead.
I was just going to mention, you know, we kind of take people through a process as they read the devotional. Then we encourage them, if they want to go deeper, mm-hmm. we created something called the Change Agent Network. Here's wow. another website for you.
But, terrific.
That website has over 40 courses on it designed to help you as a business or workplace leader go deeper into the things of God.
Thank you.
And that website is mychangeagentnetwork.com. mychangeagentnetwork.com.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Oz
Hillman.
We really
got confused now.
Yeah, that's okay. We'll put it out there on our website. You can go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, and I'm sure we're going to have all that information there. Inspiring words from Oz Hillman. There's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you, in your job, in your workplace, right where you're at. If you haven't done so yourself, today's the perfect day to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.com, click on Get to Know Jesus. To help us with your financial support, make a donation, support our ministry. You can also do that at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click on Partners, and we thank you, and we appreciate it so much. 2 Thessalonians 1:11 says, "To this end, we always pray for you that our God may make you worthy of his calling and may fulfill every resolve for good and every work of faith by his power." It is always a blessing to be with you. We thank you, Oz Hillman, for being with us. Until next time, along with my co-host and guest coordinator, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer, Chaz Ontai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Lani Ka'a here for Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purposes today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.
Just leave it to me. I'll leave.